All right, so I guess we can just jump right into it. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
Yeah, it's been a crazy day today. So I have my other interview also. I missed their call. So
oh, wow.
I'm really on top of my game here.
I feel you. It's been so crazy since this quarantine took over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping myself extra busy. Like, I was saying earlier that musicians are so used to this. Like, we're so used to having such unstable life, like going on tour, coming back, not knowing when the next tour will be. You know, we're so used to flying by the seat of our pants that this isn't that hard to manage. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess that's good. Is there anything you miss, though? Like, since we've been in quarantine, is there anything you miss in the outside world?
I miss, like, smiling at people, like, and mm-hmm. having them see that you're smiling at them. Because you have a mask on and people can't tell if you're, like, you know, smiling or just
yeah.
making a mean face,
you're
you know?
Just staring at them.
Yeah, just staring and, like, I miss hugging.
Oh,
obviously, I miss playing live because that is where we were probably right now. We'd be on our way to Welcome to Rockville in Florida playing with Metallica and Godsmack. So it's
wow.
like we would be playing the coolest show. My dad would be there. I think it was on the 10th. And we just finished playing Carolina Rebellion or whatever it's called now. So it was like we would be doing some really cool stuff. Instead, I'm working on the yard.
Well, that's fun, too, in its own way. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Since you just said you're missing out on all these tours, I mean, I know it's important for younger bands to get out there and get their name out there. And you just said you're bummed. Like, do you have any idea when you're going to be getting back on the road?
I mean, right now, there's still festivals that are posted. Everybody's kind of playing it by ear and waiting till the last minute to try to keep things going. And so we had like 9 festivals or something this year. It was going to be crazy.
Wow.
And then the Sebastian Bach tour that was supposed to start the 24th of March, obviously, got postponed till the fall. So we still have stuff to look forward to. It's just going to be a little bit of a wait until that happens. In the meantime, we're already, like, we just released our record. We're already working on new music because, I mean, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Come home from tour and write and then go on tour and play. So it's like, you know,
so there's really no break. You're ready for the next album already. You're still writing new music for that next album.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of really cool music that comes out of this because, everybody's kind of, we're home. We're stuck at home. And
true.
We might as well be writing.
That's a good way to think of it. So is that how you've been keeping busy during the quarantine?
That I foster kittens whenever I'm not on the road. So
what?
The first thing I found out that the tour was postponed is I called up Kitten Rescue. Kittenrescue.org is their website. And was like, help, I need kittens.
Sounds like my life every day. Help, I need
yeah.
kittens.
I need kittens, and I've been learning how to, I've perfected the art of the cupcake. Like, I am the best cupcake maker I never could make cupcakes before this quarantine. So now I'm, like, making them for the neighbors and stuff.
That's amazing. Did we just become best friends? I love kittens and cupcakes.
I mean, who doesn't?
Right?
If somebody doesn't like kittens, then there's something wrong with them.
I agree 100%. I love cats so much. I've got a cat at home right now, and she's been keeping me sane during this quarantine. And she's
seriously,
just
I think
cutest.
animals are definitely saving our lives right now.
Oh, 100%. I know one of the animal shelters here in East Idaho, they adopted out all their dogs because people are bored at home and they want pets.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's good that comes out of this. You know, there's a lot of changes that are being made to the way that meat is being produced out in China with dogs being taken off the livestock menu and, you know, other animals that are unusual for people to eat. So I think there's going to be positives in everything that there comes a negative. There has to be a positive. So look on the bright side. There's going to be amazing music. It takes everything away from everyone. like even new shows aren't coming out, new movies aren't coming out because there's a lot of people that go into production of the movies. And when you take stuff away from everyone, it makes you realize how much you really appreciated it before, instead of just the whole, well, I can go to a show. I don't know. There's a couple shows. Maybe I'll go to one of them. When people are starting to feel safe again and to go out to shows, I think that people are going to be like, man, I miss this. They're going to appreciate it more, you know? Agreed. I know I will.
Yeah, 100%. I miss going to shows so bad. I saw that Arkansas is going to try and hold a concert, I think, this week or next week, but they're still going to try and social distance. Is that something you guys would think about doing, or you just want to wait till everything's back to normal?
I would 100% do something like that. Like, I saw the car drive through in Denmark, so I was talking to my manager, like, how do we make this happen? That'd be so cool, you know? So I think that there's going to be some creative ways of going about it. I don't know what the mosh pits will look like, but
smashing cars into each other.
Like, if I try crowd surfing, will people just avoid touching me and then, like, I fall on the ground?
Just spray you with Lysol.
Yeah, I'll just bubble wrap myself.
There you go. Wear your mask and gloves.
Right.
But
I mean, I think that's probably going to be the new thing at some of the venues when they start opening it up, is everybody has to wear a mask and you have to wear. I was just at the hardware store, which I think that a lot of us end up there these days getting paint and painting and home like decorating and stuff. But I saw a guy wearing a Hell Yeah face mask. He must have taken a t-shirt and turned it into a Hell Yeah face mask. So I was like, this guy is cool in my book.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Turn old band shirts into masks.
Yep.
I don't see why not. There you go. Quarantine project. I'm always trying to find things to do so you're not just sitting watching Netflix all day.
Yeah, and you can represent the band that you're going to go see by wearing their shirt as a mask or whatever.
I love it. Well, I just want to say congrats on the release of your second album, Darkness. I know that you teamed up with Sully Erna on that album. How was that, teaming up with such a big name and such, you know, a big band? It's kind of an iconic band. Everybody knows Godsmack. Everybody knows Sully Erna.
Yeah, even my grandma does. No, you know what? Like, it's so weird because when I first met him, he doesn't act like you would think somebody that at that status would act. It's like a normal guy, and we just get along like friends, you know. And I don't see him in that kind of light, like a rock star, whatever. Like, I see him as just a really cool dude that did some really awesome things with his music. And it's inspiring to me, and it makes me want to like grow to become, you know, to build our band like he did as well. So I don't know. I just, you know, he's really chill and super easy to work with, and very, very supportive of bands that are trying. You know, he knows what it was like at the beginning, and he is humble about helping out and trying to do what he can with what he's been given, and like all the stuff that people have helped him, and trying to pay it forward. And he did that for us. He's done it for Hailstorm. He's done it for so many bands. And it's just really cool that we became friends.
Well, that's awesome. I know a lot of people that listen to our station really like that song. So you definitely got a lot of fans because of that song. Is there anything you want maybe new fans of the band to know about this album that just came out?
I like to think of it as kind of like a medicine. And there's a lot of introspective lyrics. Like, you know, the first record we came out with was Never Alone. And that one was more, we just got signed. We just got a record deal. You know, we had worked on it for 5 years and we finally got a record deal and everything was looking good. And then I went through a lot of really, really difficult life challenges in the time that that album was written in this one. And I wanted to write an album of strength for Darkness. And because I started writing some songs that were just way too strong, it didn't feel authentic. And I realized what happened that got me to feel strong. It was all of the stuff and all of the dark times that I had to go through to get that strength, and all of the challenges that we face that make us stronger every time. So it's taking that dark and making strength out of it. And I wanted it to be something that could turn any of those, you know, really dark times into good. And just like now, like everything is happening, I'm trying to look at the positive. Obviously, it's an up and down roller coaster, but I want people to try to find the light in the dark and see where they, you know, they grow from it. You grow through what you go through.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really well put. I'm definitely going to have to check out the album. I got to dive in deeper to it. You know, I just kind of listened to it as a fan, but now with that, I really feel like I've got a new perspective on it.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely, you know, every single song that was written, I wrote with the mind of trying to really connect with people on the deepest level possible. Before I'd go in, I would meditate or pray or something for the right words, really, really reach as deep as I could to reach other people as deep as I could. So my goal was to try to connect with people and to pull them out of the dark hole that they might be in.
I love it. So while you're in quarantine, you said you're going to be writing new music. Do you think this new album is going to be kind of quarantine inspired?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, everything that we write is inspired by what we're going through at the time. So I'm sure lyrically that it's coming out of stuff like that, but it'll probably have a similar theme as this and Never Alone, trying to turn negatives into positives and trying to use music as a medicine to heal people. And I think it's so early, like we're getting all the music and stuff done. And then once we get the music, the songs that we like so far, then I go in and we're doing it a little different on this record. And whatever comes out of what we're going through, I think that the lyrics will definitely be affected by what we're going through right now.
Okay. Very cool. I just also want to thank you. I know your album came out back in March, a little bit before this whole quarantine stuff hit. But thank you for putting it out and not delaying the album. I know a couple of bands that are doing that, and it drives me insane. I'm not doing anything right now. I want to listen to new music. I want to discover new bands and new artists and listen to new things. So thank you for not waiting to put it out.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a weird scenario, because when you release an album, you your plan is to tour around it. And that's why people, I think, holding on to it so that they can promote the record. So it was really weird timing for us for in this moment for, I believe, Code Orange. All came out with new music at the same time. And, you know, it was like, maybe it's a good thing that we came out with this music and some people have something to get them through the tough times.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it. And I've been, like I said, diving into a bunch of new music and new albums. So like I said, I really appreciate you putting out that new album for sure. And hopefully we can hear some of the new music live when everything goes back to normal. We definitely want you to come back around to Idaho, because I know East Idaho supports you guys a lot.
Yeah, we want to come back there too. Oh, yeah. actually, it's funny. Boise, there's a guy that lives there. He's a Scottish guy, and he sent in a bunch of ramen to the radio station there to try to get them to play more Stitched Up Heart a long time ago, like a couple years back when Never Alone first came out. And we ended up becoming friends with this dude, and he's actually going to be moving in to our place like this month, because we hired him to start driving our tours. And he's just such a cool dude from Idaho, and we just love him so much. So it's funny how you meet people through music like this and they end up becoming such
so
really,
amazing,
really, you know, good friends.
That is the greatest story ever.
Yeah.
Why ramen?
I guess the radio station DJ really likes ramen.
Oh,
so
okay.
He just bought a bunch of it and was like, play more Stitched Up Heart. And then the station tweeted us. And so we were like, that guy is cool. We need to meet him.
Oh my God. I love that so much. That is the greatest story ever.
Yeah.
Speaking of food, you mentioned cupcakes earlier. I got to know, I want to end it on a high note. What kind of cupcakes have you been working on? What flavor? What have you mastered in the kitchen?
So I really like spice cake with, I think it was buttercream frosting. And today I made yellow cake with chocolate frosting. And I am like I just can't stop eating them. It's a problem. Like when all of the shelves were empty at the grocery store, I noticed the one shelf that hadn't really been touched at the beginning was the cake mix aisle. So I took it upon myself to, you know, get a bunch of cake mix and use that as survival food for the first couple weeks.
That's amazing.
And I realized that people started to catch on when they started baking and cooking more, and they're like, well, I got some time to learn how to do this. So then all the cupcakes and icing were starting to go missing. And I'm like, no, they caught on to my plan.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of baking and cooking too. So I totally understand.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today, Mixie.
Thanks for taking the time and talking with me. And I'm glad we were able to get a hold of each other.
Eventually. Probably something on my end. I don't know. I can't use a phone.
Yeah, I remember playing some shows with K-Bear, though. Where was it?
There's a hurricane.
Like a storm?
Oh, yeah.
Was it the Like a Storm tour that we came out there?
We have posters all over our studio, and I'm trying to find it.
Yeah. Well, if we're ever around in the area, we'd love to stop by. If you have an animal shelter that you want to, like, kind of co-collaborate, promote whenever we're in the area, we'd love like doing anything that we can to help the animals in the community.
Perfect. I definitely have one in mind.
Cool. Yes. Yeah. I heard you say something about animal shelter. So whenever all this stuff is over, maybe we can like get people to get more animals and stuff.
Yes.
I mean, if there are any left, because I think all the animals have basically been adopted.
Yeah, and I know one of the shelters here as well is having like a $5 cat sale as well. So just, just more incentive for people to get out and adopt animals.
Yeah, and another good thing is the rescue that I'm working with. I actually got Nita Strauss. She plays guitar for Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
She obviously isn't as on tour either until the fall. And she's like, I have to foster kittens. Tell me how. And I connected her with Kitten Rescue. And she finally got a kitten. And so I've been like talking her through it. And like, I think she's going to end up keeping it. But yeah, there was a waiting line for people because they were home so they can foster. So it's good that all of the animals are actually being taken care of. The problem with most of the rescues is they're not getting as much donation because the money is a little scarce, but then the vaccinations and getting them neutered and spaying is a lot harder because of the way that the vets are. They're not taking as many customers, so it's a little more difficult in some ways, but also good in some ways. So